This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. The number, if you want to join us, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Skyler.
And Aria. As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want. And I did promise we will talk about the gold-backed currency, which is very, very exciting. We've been excited about it here on Free Talk Live for more than a year now. They started in late 2019. And today was the day, the first day, for the New Hampshire gold back. It was released officially. It's available online at various different websites, at least until it sells out, which probably won't take very long. From what I understand, the demand seems to be high. APMEX is charging more than $5 for one of these things.
Wow.
And the official retail rate for them is like $3.09. So there's already huge markups going on these things. We'll talk about that coming up here in a moment. But we're going to go first to your calls and thoughts. First up, we got Tom in Texas. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Tom?
Hi, guys. I just have a question about custodial wallets and taxable events. Is it a taxable event for me to transfer? I know you guys aren't like an authority on this, but you guys are pretty well read up on cryptocurrency. So is it a taxable event for me to transfer outside of a custodial wallet to like my own software wallet or paper wallet?
We need to talk about what those terms mean first. Custodial wallet, Aria, can you define that?
That would be a wallet owned by like an exchange that you don't actually control the keys to.
Meaning they have
like Coinbase or Kraken. They ultimately control your cryptocurrency, whether or not you can withdraw it, whether or not you can spend it or use it or sell it or whatever. They're ultimately in control of that.
They have custody of your funds. They have custody of your keys. They have control.
Very similar to how a bank actually controls your money when you have your money in the bank.
Correct.
Versus a non-custodial wallet like Edge or Coinami or Exodus, where you actually are 100% in control of it, which is similar to having the cash actually in your wallet.
Absolutely. So is your question, Tom, is it taxable to send from the custodial, meaning from a Coinbase, from a centrally hosted, centrally stored wallet to a non-custodial wallet? Was that what the question was?
Yes, and that's, that's basically it. Because otherwise, the thing is that you're not actually exchanging it for dollars at that point. And I can understand if you're purchasing U.S. dollars with crypto, but you're not. You're actually just sending it from one location to another.
Yeah, regarding the IRS, I believe they consider it to not be a taxable event until you sell it.
Right. Now, just to be clear, we are not tax attorneys. We cannot give you legal advice.
Of course.
I definitely do not know what the IRS believes or thinks, but I've also heard what you've just said there, Aria, and that is that they consider it to be quote-unquote capital gains if you sell it, and they want to know all about whether you're buying or selling crypto. And as far as I'm concerned, it's none of their damn business.
None.
Yeah, I would just not pay my taxes.
Agreed.
Capital gains is like 60%, right?
I have no idea. I haven't paid taxes since 2004.
Oh no, it's 15, and it's 15 up to a certain amount, and then after that it's 20. But it's egregious.
Yeah,
but
I would suggest
in my research, it's been very difficult to find out what the IRS thinks because they're dumb.
Well, screw them. Just don't pay it.
Yeah, I would say the best thing you can do is to avoid letting them know anything at all about your cryptocurrency-related movements. And
well, that's hard to do if you've got it encrypted in Coinbase because they're now reporting to the IRS for
Any centralized exchange is going to report to the government. And when the government comes knocking, every single one of these companies is going to hand over the information that they are demanding. And if all they can hand over is that so-and-so purchased cryptocurrency, then that's, as I understand it, not taxable because you're just out buying a thing. You're out buying a product. You're out buying this thing called cryptocurrency. And then what you do with that crypto, once you take it off of the exchange or you take it off of Coinbase or whatever, they honestly don't know. And the only way they would know is if you told them
right.
what you did with it.
The exchanges can't right. track it wallet to wallet.
I think I'm just...
And they can tell whether it's been put through mixers and stuff like that, but they can't tell that you sold it to someone unless you tell them.
That's right.
Yeah. I think I'm just putting out a call. Anybody who knows anything of where anybody's got dinged on that, I'm just, like, call up anytime and let us know.
Yeah.
The other thing is I got a gripe for anybody who wants... Anybody who wants to call for government to regulate social media because social media has been canceling people, you're playing around with dynamite here. And I've been talking to a lot of people, hearing people online, where they're outraged with the cancel culture and they call for government action to regulate social media. And I can't believe libertarians, anarchists and the like are calling for government action. It just doesn't make any sense to me.
Now, which libertarians are calling for government action? I'm sorry. What's happening?
I don't have any names on hand specifically, but there's a sentiment that seems to be pretty alive now that we need to do something about stopping these so-called public utilities, but they're not. And it goes back,
the solution would be to stop using their platforms and to use something else.
Of course. And I know you guys are all about Mastodon, and I've been echoing the same thing very much so. It's just that people think that it's too much of a daunting task or we don't have the resources available to actually make that happen. And, Mastodon's federated. It's fantastic. I love the idea. But the popularity in the mainstream, the veracity of the effectiveness of Twitter and Facebook, it's just not there yet with Mastodon, and we all hope that it's going to be so. And individually in our own circles, it can be well effective. I myself am a big fan of Keybase, it's just hard to get.
Then they got bought by Zoom.
On board
Keybase was pretty cool, but then Zoom bought them, so now they're
Zoom's owned by a Chinese national.
Yeah, not really trustworthy. But what you're saying is some libertarians are calling for what regarding these social media sites? Are they calling for government regulation? What exactly are they asking for?
Well, I think that's the extreme example. More so, you're going to hear it from less liberty-centric minded people such as conservatives or the right-wing Republican types. Those are the people who are really getting canceled that are have more public sympathy, maybe. I don't know. But it's more egregious in my view that libertarians are calling for similar action. And I'm warning. I'm just sending out a warning to people who are of libertarian mindset that it seems to be a hypocritical notion that you're against government action, yet you're calling for government action.
Okay, but just to be clear, you're saying it's conservatives that are calling for
media.
You're saying it's conservatives that are calling for regulation, not libertarians? Because it seems like you're mixing up the terms.
No. I'm not conflating conservatives and libertarians. I'm just saying that it seems to be that conservatives and libertarians are more of a target than you might say progressives or liberals or social democrats.
Sure, and that's why the conservatives are crying out about it. The libertarians are like, we'll just go somewhere else.
Right.
I mean, the responses from these, they may both be getting targeted, but the responses from these two groups are drastically different.
Yeah, and Tom, thanks for the call tonight, man. I definitely appreciate hearing from you. You brought up a couple of really good topics. It was actually Christopher Cantwell, who was one of the right-wingers, in his case he's a Nazi, but was calling for the government to regulate social media. And I'm like, Chris, you should know better, at least from your days as a libertarian, that you can't call and ask for the government to do these things, because then that just means they're going to be able to control the internet.
Right.
They're going to be able to control the algorithms. They're going to be able to say, oh, well, if we're going to now control social media, that means we get to see your code. We get to force Facebook to show us how they do all these things. And then they're going to create regulations and a software approval board. And it's just going to get into a crazy
regulatory structure.
Well, that's what people like Chris Cantwell want, because they think that they'll have some influence over how these things are written and that somehow it will end up protecting them when ultimately it's going to turn against them, even if it does protect them in the beginning.
Indeed. Tom, thanks for your call here tonight. Our number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like your nation, state, or community no longer holds your values? Have you dreamt of a place where people agree that liberty is important and are free to pursue their projects so long as they respect the property of others? There are many people just like you that are discovering FreePrivateCities.com. Their social media links are at the upper right of the page at FreePrivateCities.com. All skill levels will be needed when the first of the Free Private Cities opens. It's sooner than you think. Stop arguing and build. FreePrivateCities.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter, it takes 5 seconds, and tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now, or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Still not sure why you'd want to watch, but our video feed is streaming nightly for free at cam.freetalklive.com.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. The phone's here. You can join us at 603-283-6160 or... you can reach out to us on our Mastodon server, which I actually just noticed people were trying to do that, apparently. So we'll check with those folks here in a moment.
You mean the Matrix server?
Did I say? Yeah, I said Mastodon, didn't I? The Matrix server. We got different servers. The Matrix server actually allows you to chat with other Free Talk Live listeners. It's available for you 24 hours a day. And one of the cool things about the Matrix platform is it's federated, it's self-hosted, and so it is outside of the reach of big tech. Facebook, Twitter, these goons, the government, they can't touch you on the Matrix servers. Unless your Matrix server is located in the United States, then the government could probably come after it. But you don't have to locate your servers in the United States. That's a neat thing about the Internet. And ours is not. So, you know, nothing's perfect, but it's way better to be on these federated platforms like Mastodon, like Matrix. If you want to try it out for yourself, head on over to chat.freetalklive.com. There's some steps you have to follow to make sure you get into the right server. Otherwise, it'll put you, if you don't follow our steps, you'll end up on this sort of default Matrix server, which we don't control. And so we cannot, you know, we can't protect you on a server that we don't control. But on the Matrix chat server, we've had it running for like 5 months, chat.freetalklive.com. It's been great. I haven't had to ban anybody. I mean, people, if you want to be ugly, if you want to be awful, there's chat rooms where you can do that. And, you know, if you're doing it in our room, people can just block you with two clicks.
And gang up on you.
It's very effective. It's a very effective platform. I love it because we used to have Discord, and we used to have to worry about what people would say because Discord would cancel you based on what people said on your server if you didn't give them a spanking or whatever. Now we don't have to do any of that.
Right.
Now it's just completely hands off. You guys have fun. You want to make a channel that's profane? Go ahead, make the profane channel. I don't care. You know? There's nice. There's a porn channel on there.
Ooh,
somebody made.
I'm going to get after that. That's right up my alley.
Whatever. So check it out at chat.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your calls and your thoughts. First up, it's Dave in New Hampshire. He's Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report at ridleyreport.com. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, I used to complain, you know, why don't I have any competition? I need competition. Because I would ambush interview politicians and no one else would do it. But now I've finally got some, and I'm not sad that I wished for it.
Okay, tell me about it.
So this comes really mostly in the form of First Amendment auditors who seem to be all over New Hampshire now, and there's this guy named Press NH Now, or that's his YouTube channel. I don't know what his name is, but apparently he has triggered the government at Hampton, New Hampshire.
Nice.
And the Seacoast newspaper, the mainstream newspaper there, is posted a bunch of hilarious quotes from state, or, you know, from town officials. And so there's this selectman who apparently lost her mind over the fact that he was in there just filming the town hall.
Oh, and I recall this. Weren't they say that they were being threatened or that they were scared or something along those lines?
Yeah.
Well, what her quote was, she said, the Seacoast Online article says, quote, Woolsey wanted to know why selectmen were never notified by town management and why town police did not, quote, take him somewhere and throw him, unquote.
Wow. Yeah, we actually read this story on the air. This is like two or three weeks old, right, Dave?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and all he did was just do what they call a First Amendment audit, where he walked into, like, the town hall with a video camera and walked around into whatever areas in which he could access as a quote-unquote member of the public. This is something that is relatively popular. It's become popular over the last several years for people to just test their government, essentially, see how these bureaucrats respond. And this guy got a newspaper article out of it because people flipped out.
Over a video camera.
That's right.
The apparently one of the town bureaucrats actually handled it really relatively well, though. You know what she says to the selectman, kind of slapping down the selectman. She says, "Quote: If you would like that person assaulted and thrown out on the street, find someone else. I will not do that. It exposes the town to extreme liability." Unquote.
Yeah. Yep. Some towns handle this better than others. Some
handles it very well.
Keene, yeah, they've been trained here. I mean, we've had activists here for more than a decade and a half that have always been using video cameras. And this goes back to a quote from years ago. I forget who said it, but they said the camera is the new gun. And it's really true. These bureaucrats behave like you got a gun out when you show up with a video camera. They hide and they, you know. They
when you have both, you have an even better advantage, you know. So
1-2 punch.
An armed society is a polite society.
And thankfully in New Hampshire, you can, unless you're a felon, you can walk around with a gun on your hip. And you can openly carry it. And you can also concealed carry without asking the government's permission, which is a really nice thing to do. And that's probably a reason why we don't have a whole lot of crime.
That's exactly right.
Around here. So, Dave, was there anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah, so this YouTuber, Preston H. Now, was trying to make, I think, 2 points. First of all, he was trying to make the point that the COVID policy decisions are not law, and to determine what kind of COVID restrictions they were, you know, imposing in the building. He was upset that he couldn't get upstairs. They were trying to keep him from going to the upstairs part of the building in Town Hall. And he was also attempting to get some documents under the Freedom of Information Act.
Was this tonight?
No, this was several weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But it was interesting, and I believe this Press NH Now guy, is also friends with Joa from Breaking the Flaw.
Correct.
Which is another fairly popular channel that does the same thing. If he just shows up at town halls with a video camera, he did it recently in Keene, actually. He did the post office building. So it's not always town halls, just whatever government building, whatever level of government we're talking about, state or federal or local, and just sees what kind of responses he gets. And at the post office, nobody said anything to him. They, you know, the best thing these bureaucrats can do is just ignore or treat kindly, treat respectfully. That way they don't look like fools on video, but some of them, they just don't know how to do it.
I love watching some of them, too.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
When they call the police on them, and the police are like, well, they're well within their rights. And I'm like, get them off my property. I can't.
You can't film me.
Yes, we can. And we will continue.
Yeah.
But that works with a lot of people, see? So if the bureaucrat says, you can't do that, well, if you're new to recording, if you don't know your rights, and you're just sort of like playing around or whatever, it's your first time, that might work on you.
Yeah, scare you away, especially if they call the cops on you.
Sure.
You know?
It gets really scary for those people. But if you know your rights, and these guys, Breaking the Flaw, Press NH Now, Dave Ridley.
It's a cop.
Yeah, all of these guys, and, you know, our crew here in Keene, we know our rights. We're going to stand up for our rights, and when they try telling that lie, we call them on it. We call them on camera, and we keep rolling, and they don't do anything.
That's right.
Because it's all BS. Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. That's Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. We've got another Dave now, Dave in New Mexico. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was calling about a First Amendment audit, but you just refreshed my memory about another noteworthy First Amendment audit that ties right into that. It's been long enough since I told you this story. Let me tell you it again. I walked out of a bar at like midnight downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico, one night years ago. And you can see this on the court records in the New Mexico case lookup, NewMexicoCourts.com/caselookup. Just look up my name, David Olson, Olson David. You can actually see this.
He said, I walked out of a bar, and we'll find out the rest of the story. Normally, you walk into a bar before the joke, so I don't know where this one's going, but we'll find out here in moments. And then the New Hampshire gold back, we got a little bit more to say about that. I know you had some questions, Skyler, so hopefully we'll get to those coming up tonight. Of course, your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our phones are open for you at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes for the rest of the week after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggests a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building on Thursday. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heightened security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they are taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Senator Mark Warren says the threats appear to be mostly internet chatter, but the Virginia Democrat tells CNN that law enforcement is acting out of an abundance of caution.
Let me be clear that there is a great deal of enhanced security around the Capitol. We have fences. There are still National Guards, troops. There's a level of security that I hope and pray will not have to continue much longer. We've not seen any evidence of accumulation of crowds coming into the city. And this mostly seems to be internet chatter.
This is USA Radio News. On Wednesday, embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held his first press briefing since three women came forward with harassment accusations. He apologized for his actions that made people uncomfortable.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say. But that's the truth.
Cuomo also denied that he's touched anyone inappropriately. New York's attorney general has begun an investigation into those allegations. Cuomo also said that he has no intention of resigning, even with a number of state lawmakers and members of Congress calling for him to step down. This is USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. Number here, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
I'm Skyler.
And Aria.
We're going to continue. We'll take your calls and your thoughts. David in New Mexico was regaling us with a story. He had just walked out of a bar in New Mexico. And what happened, David?
Yeah, so a gringo walks out of a bar in downtown Albuquerque, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And he walks to the corner, and there's a parking lot there, and he notices there's a car in the parking lot right in the middle with a cruiser behind it with no lights on, no dark inside, no disco lights going, nothing, and it's kind of puzzling. So being the natural curious gringo that David is, he walks up to the driver's side window and says, "Are you pulled over?" And she says, I don't know, I guess so. And she says, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, what for?" And she says, I don't know yet. And so, and that's about the time that the cop, who was later identified as Albuquerque Police Lieutenant Jeremy McRae, now Commander McRae, comes up and says, "Can I help you?" And David says, "No, I was just curious what was going on. Just looked kind of suspicious, looked a little suspicious." And he goes, "Oh, well, it's traffic stop. So get back over there." And so David goes, "Okay, I'll get back over there." And I went over there where he told me to go. And when I get over there, which was about 30 feet away on the sidewalk with a half a dozen other people, David pulls out his camera and starts filming.
Mm-hmm.
And films for about 5-10 seconds, and then all of a sudden David notices through the viewfinder that Albuquerque Police Lieutenant, now Commander Jeremy McRae, catches David out of the corner of his eye, and you can see him do a double take. And then he immediately goes to his microphone on his shoulder and is obviously calling for backup. And from that point, it's about 30 seconds till David Olson is cuffed and up against the car being frisked. Yeah. So,
what the hell for?
Welcome to... What?
What did they cut? What was the charge? What happened?
Well, that's rather interesting, too, because a few minutes later, while David was locked in the back of the cruiser, David's camera was...
Can you please stop referring to yourself in third person?
So,
kudos on being able to do it that consistently, but please stop.
Okay. Well, the two genius police officers, McRae and James Burton, are out on the hood of the cruiser with David's camera, which is still continuing to record everything that they say.
Okay.
And Officer Burton says to Lieutenant McRae, "Well, what should we charge him with? How about inciting a riot?"
Oh God! And so they Lieutenant put charges. McRae, they hadn't come up with what they wanted to charge you with, but they already had you in handcuffs.
Yeah, and in cuffs in the back of the cruiser, yeah, and they were deciding, well, what should we charge him with?
Yeah.
And they couldn't quite figure it out, but Officer McRae or Burton suggested inciting a riot. And McRae says, well, I don't think that will fly, but let me look up something and we'll figure that out. And so they take me to jail and go to court and all that stuff, and obviously it was dismissed. Anyway, so...
Right, and by the way, no punishment for the officers. I'm just going to guess. The officers involved who completely trumped up these charges, completely wasted however many hours of your life it took for you to go down to the station, get processed, booked, fingerprinted, the whole thing, and then maybe bailed out, PR, whatever it was. This time, you don't get back. You don't get this time back. It's stolen from you. You were just enjoying the bar. You left. You were going to go home, and they ruined your night. And did you get any compensation for it, or were those officers punished in any way?
Well, you know the answer to that.
I know the answer. Not. It's no.
Brutal.
So, anyway, yeah, First Amendment audits should happen on a daily basis, several times a day. There should be open as well as hidden cameras going through every taxpayer-owned space that there is.
Unfortunately,
on the premise of a First Amendment audit.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you there, David, and thank you for the call tonight, but unfortunately... There just aren't enough people with the huevos, with the, you know, cojones to do that sort of thing, to go and actually confront these government bureaucrats, which is one of the reasons why we need more people like that who actually are willing to come to New Hampshire. If you're a libertarian, right? Like, if you're not a libertarian, then stay where you are.
Yep.
Well, if you're not a libertarian, you're probably not doing First Amendment audit.
Probably not. But in theory, someone else could care about freedom of speech if they're not a libertarian. You could care about that as another... political viewpoint in theory. But yeah, if you love freedom, you need to get to New Hampshire because we've got something special here where we don't have enough people to do First Amendment audits every day in the same city, but those guys that we were just talking about, NH Press Now and Breaking the Flaw and some of these other guys, they literally are doing them every day.
Every day.
They're going to different towns all around the state, and it's like, this is amazing work. Thank you, guys. And it's one of the reasons why I sponsored Breaking the Flaw's channel on behalf of Free Talk Live.
And huge props to Joa, who is from Breaking the Flaw, because not only does he do the cop block stuff on, you know, every day, but he's at rallies with us. He's at protests with us.
Oh, yeah.
He offers rides. I mean, he's a boots on the ground kind of libertarian. Yeah. We need more people like him.
Just like him. Absolutely. So, and you don't have to be boots on the ground. You can still be that sort of backup. You can be the, you know, the support team, the support layer.
Sure.
Because not everybody has what it takes to do that, and that's okay. It
takes all kinds.
Right. There's different layers. There's the guy that can do the website work to help these guys behind the scenes, to make it easy for them to upload their videos and make it so they don't have to do as much work, or help promote the videos online, or, you know, there's different sort of roles that people can take. Or like I was talking about earlier, for people that want to actually help inside the political system, there's the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. It's reading bills. They're recommending bills. They're talking to the legislature. So you don't have to be front lines of freedom kind of person, but anybody who cares about freedom, this is the place to be. There's really nowhere else. And so we were talking about the Goldbacks. New Hampshire Goldback came out today. You can go to goldback.com, and there's an announcement there. You click on the news, click on the news section of goldback.com, and then you'll see the most recent post is about New Hampshire being the new one, and Wyoming is apparently next. So Wyoming's going to be the fourth state.
And when you click on that post, you can scroll down. You can see high-resolution photos or scans or what. I don't know how they get these photographs because they're hard to photo. Like, if you take a picture of the gold back, it's always reflecting light because it's gold and it's pretty.
So shiny.
So to actually get, like, a nice-looking image of this has got to be a challenge. But they did. And so if you want to see what they look like, they're absolutely lovely. You've been showing them to some of your friends, Skylar?
Yeah, I've been showing them to my friends on my personal page and also on Savage Truth 603. I'm getting a huge amount of interest. People just, they're falling in love with them because they're so beautiful. You know, they're artistic. And people can get behind the idea of gold, tangible gold in their hand.
You don't have to give them a long pitch about crypto. Like, crypto's always, there's always a pitch.
It's a learning curve.
You got it right. There's a big learning, or it's smaller than it was, but it's still a learning curve. You know, you learn the history, Satoshi Nakamoto, decentralized currency, all these different nodes, why it's safe from the government. There's all kinds of reasons why crypto's great, but you have to explain them to people.
Right.
With
and
gold,
they have to
you
understand.
Just pull it out. With gold, you just pull it out and they see it and you're like, oh, this is 100, this is 1/1000th of an ounce. Oh. Cool.
Right.
I'll take that.
Yep.
You're done. You know, it's so easy.
And, like, so one of the questions that people, you know, they kept having a little bit of trouble wrapping their head around was, what are these worth? And, you know,
it depends.
Because gold fluctuates day to day. You know, I said current value is $3.33 times face value. So if it's a 1, it's $3.33. If it's a 5, I forget what it worked out to be, but...
Yeah. Well, that's what it's worth in raw gold. Like, if you were to smelt
it
down.
That's what the bills are worth.
It's worth less in raw gold.
Yeah.
Raw gold right now is $1,700 per ounce.
Yeah.
So raw gold, one gold back is worth $1.75 or whatever.
Right.
But it's not just that. It's this process of manufacturing these things, which is, you know, space age technology or whatever. This is new tech that's only come out within the last decade. The gold back itself was only released in 2019. So it's a brand new product. The technology, the company that makes it is called Valorum, I believe. And they've been doing similar bills for the last decade, basically. But the tech's been coming along. It's been developed. It's been getting better. It's been getting cheaper to make these things. And so now they're able to do it at such a small amount. Like, the 1/1000th of an ounce is the smallest division of gold that you can buy in the marketplace anywhere. And as far as, like, the markup on it, it's actually cheaper than any of the other ones out there, like the 1 grams, and, like, as far as the percentage of the markup of whatever, it's very, very low,
right,
considering. Now, it is still about twice spot when you pay for it, but they hold their value. They're valuable higher than the amount of gold that's in it because they're useful,
right?
And we can talk more about that on the way here. You can join us as well. This is Free Talk Live.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Telegram. You can follow our channel there and discuss show prep with other listeners at telegram.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That would get you in here, but those phone lines are busy right now. We're going to get to our callers in just a moment. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Skyler,
and Aria. Skyler has his own YouTube channel. You can check him out over at Savage Truth 603.
That's it.
And Aria, you have launched a YouTube channel. Have you even plugged that on the air yet?
I don't. Yes, I did, because we talked about the bad domain name that I chose. Badmovieclub.us.
Oh, yeah. Bad Movie Club. So you're doing movie watching / review things with your friends?
Yes.
And you've been doing it for like a month or two?
Yeah, but most of them didn't get recorded. There were pilots, test runs, okay, things like that, working out issues. And lately we branched out into gaming because half of us are still in college, so they're going to wake up early Monday and don't have time for a full movie. So
gotcha.
If you want to watch people drink and suck at Super Mario, I've got you covered.
All right. What's the YouTube?
Badmovieclub.us will take you straight to it.
Are you on library?
Not yet.
All right.
I intend to do that when I leave here tonight.
Okay. So. Good plan. We're going to get into your calls here, but we were talking about the goldbacks, and I know, Skyler, you said that some people had some questions about it. Did you want to throw one of those out or two of those or whatever?
Yeah, so I think the biggest question that people have is, you know, what can I do with these goldbacks? Where can I spend them? Is there a map or some sort of network that we can get a hold of so that people can know where they can use their goldbacks and which businesses to go to support because they take goldbacks kind of thing?
That is an excellent question. And I know that in Utah, where the goldback started, they started by going to a bunch of different businesses. And, of course, Utah is full of Mormons, and so a lot of them really get gold and silver, they get it. They know what's about. And so it was pretty easy for them to sign up a few hundred businesses before they even launched.
Wow.
So they have that there. We haven't done that here because New Hampshire didn't have a gold back prior to now. So maybe we'll start to see something like that happen. I know that Little Zoe's Pizza here in Keene, the owner of that, he's been taking crypto for a few years. He told me that as soon as the New Hampshire one's available, he will accept it. So,
awesome. Really?
So
but they won't accept the Utah or Nevada?
He'll take it in tips. So I've been giving him those as
well, who
tips.
Well, won't take them in tips, right?
A fool.
Yeah.
But,
a fool, that's right.
But,
Taco Biondo will take them.
Yep, Taco Biondo has taken them. That's correct. And let's see, Kirby's Q, which is a barbecue restaurant. I always pay with Bill Baxter. So there already are a handful of places. Some of the places we sort of regularly go to where we've shown them the old ones, the Utahs previously. But there's no real, you know, there's nothing like what you're talking about. And that would be something someone could totally do, and it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Now, whether they could actually turn
it into... AnyPay already has the infrastructure to support this.
They do. They do, and that's an interesting question.
AnyPay supports Goldbacks, too?
No.
Well, not technically. They don't support Goldbacks on their platform, but Derek J. from AnyPay is a huge Goldback fan. He's been giving them out in tips. And
so
he's,
it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, he's been coming back here, so it wouldn't surprise me if there could be some sort of synergy between Goldback and AnyPay. I can't speak for him, right?
So they did was like, hey, this is the code that we made for people to track AnyPay payments and make sure that they're still happening. Someone could very easily edit that if they were willing to share it so that it was just Goldback restaurants instead, or Goldback businesses.
Yeah, and again, this is going to be something that people should do. I mean, I'm not going to do it. I've got my hands full. Right. But if somebody knows what they're doing with mapping technologies and businesses, then do it. Let me go to the phones here to your calls and thoughts. We got Press NH. He is the guy Dave Ridley was talking about, who made these bureaucrats in Hampton Beach, I think it was, freak out, or somewhere on the seacoast, just by going into the city hall there with a video camera. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Apparently you heard that you were being talked about, so welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I guess they were riled up over there. You know, I went over to the town hall and just to go see what's going on with the restrictions, you know. And they actually hit the panic alarm on me. If you haven't seen the video, the chief of police, Hobbs, was actually in there the whole time. And I didn't even know he was the chief, at the time. And I actually challenged the town manager, and I actually went upstairs after he told me I can't. And he actually was the former chief of Hampton prior to Hobbs. So, yeah, they hit the panic alarm, and then after everything was said and done, they called...
Hold on, when you say panic alarm, do you mean this was an actual alarm?
Like at a bank?
Yeah, exactly the same thing. Yeah, they have panic alarms in the town hall. This is actually my second one. Yeah, the lady hit the panic alarm like it was a laser going to beam me out of there. And, if you look at the video, it's pretty funny that she did that. And I even told her. It's not my first one. I went downstairs. I talked to the chief of police, Hobbs, and then he would refuse to answer me about a lawful order of trespassing. And I told him, if I go upstairs, are you going to arrest me? And he wouldn't answer me.
Oh, man.
So did you go upstairs?
I did not challenge it. I went up there the first time, and then when he wouldn't give me a lawful order several times, I tried pushing it, acting like I was going to go upstairs to see what he would do.
Mm-hmm.
And, I never went back upstairs. Shame on me.
Sometimes you're not in the mood to get arrested.
Right.
So
it's a lengthy process.
You know, and a lot of things were going through my mind at the time. But I, you know, after about another 25 minutes or so when the sergeant was there, I know they made some phone calls probably to the, you know, district attorneys or whoever was higher than them.
Right.
And what they ended up doing is actually giving me a lawful order not to go upstairs or I will be arrested for trespassing.
Well, whether it was lawful or not is another question. It certainly came from Johnny Law, but that doesn't mean it was actually lawful. Tell me a little bit about your story, Press NH. The channel name on YouTube, what is it?
It's Press NH Now.
Press NH Now. Where are you from? Did you move here?
I grew up in Boston for like 21 years, and then I've been up here for about 14 years.
Oh, wow.
And I live in southern New Hampshire, and I go everywhere, man.
When did you start doing these First Amendment audits?
I watched videos for about a year and a half or so, and I did a lot of reading, case law, you know, just the whole nine yards.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel...
And then, I just got up and went. I made a couple videos. I didn't have a channel yet. And then I think 3 months ago, I put up my channel, and it's been going great. So
Good what was you. Your question, Skyler?
Do you feel like the city's officials and the police departments are kind of making these things up as they go? Like, are they flying by the seat of their pants? Are they giving you, you know, good definitions of exactly what you're, you know, what laws you're breaking or, you know?
What's it's always trespassing.
Right.
It's always trespassing.
In a public building.
You know, in a public building, yeah. Exactly. Now, I know the rules. I know the laws. You don't go behind restricted areas. You don't go in unauthorized areas, behind the desk, in people's offices, so forth, so on. You know, it's pretty common sense. And I couldn't tell you how many times the police have been called on me since I've had my channel.
Just because you have a video camera.
3 months.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It's crazy. Salem, New Hampshire actually hit the panic alarm on me, too.
Oh, my God, he's got a camera!
It's a terrorist.
I know, and all I'm doing is pulling records. I'm doing inspections, you know.
Wow.
I'm filming our government.
Well, thank you for your service, Press NH. Now, I want to say thank you for the call tonight as well. I appreciate it. Let's get to Breaking the Flaw, another First Amendment auditor here on Free Talk Live. You're also on. Hello.
Hey, shout out to Press NH now. He puts the hard work in, and, you know, love him. We go out a lot. Every other week we go in Manch, or we're going to be going somewhere else special this next
so
weekend.
So you guys are teaming up?
Savage, too, man.
That's
you're right,
right
with them, man.
So you team up with him? You guys go out together?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
We've been doing Manchester nights, and, you know, we went to Lowell one night. We've gone to Boston, met up with another auditor there. Yeah, but we go out. We go out hard.
Okay, right on. So what's your next stop? Where are you going next?
I don't reveal that. I don't want to eliminate the surprise.
Don't clue him in, right?
You know, and then the next thing you know, the trolls are calling the police station. Guess
good
where
point.
He's going to be? You know, no.
True. That's a good point. But
you have to stay tuned and watch us. Yeah?
You have come out to Keene. You've done a little bit of First Amendment stuff. I know you hit the post office here. You went into the county building. I haven't watched that one yet, but I know you, you've done a few different ones out here. So thank you for that.
Yeah. You're welcome. And I plan on doing it, you know, I try to hit every place like twice every once in a while. You try to go back to the same place and see if they keep respecting you. And, you know, because different things are going on at different times, you know. So I plan on doing it again soon. And I should be in the area tomorrow. We'll see what goes on.
Very cool. Check him out over at Breaking the Flaw. Are you just on YouTube, or have you, you know, cultivated an alternative like library?
So yeah, I have synced it to library.
Nice.
Finally went through.
Nice.
It does take some time. So if anyone's doing that, you know,
be patient.
But
be patient.
Yeah, one of my videos that I posted recently actually is the one you were talking about. I mirrored it, and I got the same, you know, almost a strike message on my YouTube.
You mean the one for the White Rose? They also took yours down.
Yeah, because you mentioned the beer bug and made some comments, and now they pull it, right?
Hey, thanks for the call tonight, man. We are out of time, and appreciate Skyler. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me. This has been a blast. I can't wait to do it again.
Fun. Indeed. And we'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us anytime over at freetalklive.com. Don't forget our social media site, which you can't be touched by big tech there. Social stuff.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The time is now to capitalize on the electronic health data security in the American market. Electronic health data security is an industry that could potentially grow to around $25.5 billion a year. Global big data in healthcare was a $14 billion market in 2018 and could potentially grow at a combined annual growth rate of 20% to reach $42.8 billion over the next 4 years. Find out which companies are leading the charge now when you text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Avid Health Sector Insights. We've identified an undervalued company that could be positioned to benefit from the electronic health security boom in the U.S. markets. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Get your report now when you text NOW to 48542. Text the word NOW to 48542 for your free research from Health Sector Insights. Text the word NOW to 48542.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.